Now, the opinion page. The outrageous Bruno, Sacha Baron Cohen's over-the-top Austrian gay model, holds the number one spot at the box office, even as he sets out to offend, well, just about everyone. Sacha Baron Cohen uses his flamboyant character to provoke outrageous and often homophobic reactions during a series of documentary-like encounters with effete fashionistas and macho terrorists, sexual swingers, and rabid rednecks. In this scene, he takes on the military during a training session with the Alabama National Guard.
What's up with the scarf?
That is like it's my own
thing. Let me introduce you to somebody. Captain Miles!
Candidate, what are you doing? Stand at the position of attention, candidate. That is not part of the uniform, candidate. You need to take that off.
This outfit is too matchy-matchy as it is, and so I was just trying to break it up with some simple horizontal lines.
Do you have an attitude, candidate? Do we detect an attitude?
She's got an attitude.
What?
Sir,
what?
Officer candidate, you just called me
just
she?
Called us. Get out, candidate.
Do it.
Now. What type belt is that, candidate? What is that?
DNG.
What is DNG?
Dolce & Gabbana. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Washington Post-style writer Hank Stuever saw Bruno last week and says it gave him some new thoughts about humor, gays, and homophobia. And he joins us in a moment. We want to hear from you, too. If you've seen Bruno, what did you take from it? Does it encourage or discourage homophobia? We want to hear from all our listeners. We'd especially like to hear from our gay listeners on this topic. The number's 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org. Or join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Hank Stuever joins us here in Studio 3A now. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
You got a chuckle out of that scene. What did you think of the movie overall? Did you like it?
You know, Bruno is a difficult movie to sit through for just about anybody. I think if you sit through it and you do not squirm or blanch or cover your eyes, then you are beyond any sort of human capacity for shock. It's really, people get up and leave. I heard from a couple of friends this weekend who just couldn't take it. They just left. It challenges just about everything we know about decency.
Now, were those friends straight or gay?
One was, a straight mom who was just at the movies and decided, I guess, to join her kids at Ice Age, according to her Facebook page. After about 20 minutes, she couldn't take it.
Well, I'll tell you, the movie theater I was in, there was a man with two children who had gone to the wrong theater, and they literally ran from the theater.
Well, you know, that's better than if they had sat through the whole thing, which I'm sure someone else has seen, you know, people taking their kids to Bruno. God, I hope not.
Do you see the movie as exposing homophobic behavior or in straight people or shining an unflattering light on flamboyant gay behavior? Which does it do?
I think it does everything. Mm-hmm. And it does it at such a level, so many layers of nuance required to really sort of think about and deconstruct Bruno. And in the end, where does that get you? It's a hugely stupid movie. I came to Bruno. I saw it in a test, preview, a screening,
right.
And there were a lot of like influential Washington gay people in the audience. And we were all sort of watching it, one, to be entertained. First and foremost, it is a movie. Secondly, to sort of wade into those layers of nuance. Here you have a straight man playing a gay man, trying to goad straight people into being homophobic in order to expose them as being homophobic or something else. And by then you're like on layer 5 or 6 or 7 where mm-hmm. you don't know where the homophobia begins and ends. I do think that Sacha Baron Cohen has to look really hard and really press people into being homophobic. You know, he does everything he can as the character Bruno to elicit a homophobic response, like the boot camp clip we just heard. Mm-hmm. He deliberately dressed and acted gay so that drill sergeants, you know, I think will yell at you about whatever, you know, personal trait they detect in you that they think is a flaw.
Right. I think one of the reasons that scene works is because it felt like they were in on the joke. I don't know if they were for sure, but it kind of felt a little bit like they all were in on the joke.
Unlike Mr. Cohen's last movie, Borat, I think it's much more detectable in Bruno that a lot of it just feels more staged. He insists that it's not. And he falls back on how many people usually file suit against him for being embarrassed by his movie, partaking in it. But, you know, a lot of it felt staged.
Well, I mean, not to not to make too fine a point of it, or we've already made this point, but I guess we're going to have to keep making it again and again, but this movie really doesn't flatter anybody, including, you know, straight sex as well as homosexual sex.
I mean,
there's a scene with you know, swingers who are heterosexuals, and it's certainly not flattering to them, I don't think, either.
Right. He goes to a swingers party of straight people, and of course he's a failure as a guest at a straight swinging party. And they react violently and upset because they thought they were getting their 15 minutes of fame some other way, that, you know, some Austrian filmmaker had shown up with cameras. You know, one thing about Bruno that I kept dwelling on was, you know, we are a homophobic culture. We're a sexphobic culture. And I think maybe on yet another level of nuance in Bruno is just sort of everyone's fear of anything outré, anything sort of out of bounds. You know, gay people watch these movies like Bruno or like any sort of mainstream comedy right now. Gay people watch them with a certain sort of dread because there'll always be a gay joke.
Mm-hmm.
In any movie starring Will Ferrell or Paul Rudd or Vince Vaughn, any of these comedies will feature sort of what I call enlightened homophobia, where you know that the guys making the jokes are actually kind of cool with being with people who are gay, but they still think it's the funniest thing they ever saw. And they will still make gay jokes, gay situations where they find each other in bed and wake up and scream, I'm not gay, you're gay. I know you're gay because, you know, and it's supposed to be great laughs. But if you're gay and you're sitting in that audience and you're listening to the audience around you scream with laughter,
you're uncomfortable.
You're back on the recess playground. You really are. It's a strange feeling. And you want to be a part of mainstream culture. That's all gay people ever wanted, still want. Even in a sexually liberated sense, people still just want to be like everyone else. And so you come away from those movies and you step back into a world where Proposition 8 still passed, and you have this sort of crazy quilt of marriage laws across the country now, and so you don't live in an equal world. So you're sitting there listening, you know, to all this.
And these are made by straight filmmakers. The actors are straight. But do you feel any more comfortable sitting watching Bruno, which the intention is supposed to be that it's to expose homophobia,
right? Well, again, Bruno is sort of like way beyond the frontiers of bad taste, so that everyone feels uncomfortable. And maybe that's his ultimate lesson, is I can make everyone feel uncomfortable. That is my purpose in life, is to come up with these characters and see, you know, it's a major stunt in discomfort.
All right, let's see if we can get a call in here from Guy calling from New Orleans. We're talking about the film Bruno. And Guy, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm very impressed at how far we've come as a society. I'm in an interracial marriage. My wife is white. I'm black. And we sat there through Bruno, and it was pretty over the top. But you had a whole host of people sitting around us, and everybody seemed to pretty much enjoy it. Nobody really got overly offensive, because you can tell that he was trying to make you laugh. I don't think he was really seriously trying to offend someone's race or gender or anything.
What do you think about that? Because you've been saying, Hank, that it is pretty offensive, but I think the point that Guy is making is that somehow we're at a stage where we can laugh at ourselves. I don't know.
Well, all filmmakers and actors, if you talk to them about these kinds of things, they love to fall back on the reasoning that I'm simply here to entertain. It is only a movie. You're supposed to laugh. I'm not here to make a social statement. I'm not here to advance social causes. So with gay people, you know, I think that gay audiences, people who are gay in the straight mainstream movie audience have made peace with the idea that guy comedies, bromances, whatever you want to call them, you know, the whole Judd Apatow oeuvre.
Right.
You sort of make your peace with it, and you say, well, they're making fun of gay people, and I'm laughing too. But I'll tell you one thing that has never happened is you never see on TV or in movies gay people getting the chance to make fun of gay people. Very few. I could name just a few who are actually in big studio movies who are gay and making gay jokes, where I think black people for the last three decades have certainly been able to take control of their own destiny, of how they're made fun of by making fun of themselves.
Yeah. We're talking with Hank Stuever about he's a staff writer for The Washington Post, and we're talking with him about the movie Bruno. And if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 800-989-8255. Hank, do you think that a movie like this changes anyone's mind about homosexuality?
No. In the end, no. But I do think it's always, you know, what I do give props to Bruno for is showing, although he has to really draw it out of people, he does show that people have extreme reactions still to gay people. And he gets the biggest reactions in southern states. He has to go to that's not always true. Even in big cities, he can get a big reaction. I think that is
But the gay behavior is pretty outrageous. I mean, the gay behavior that he engages in intended to get a strong reaction, as opposed to just with a person who happens to be gay.
I think it was kind of brilliant that early on in the movie they have this sort of ridiculous montage of Bruno and his boyfriend at home on a Saturday night engaging in impossible sex acts, you know, like just sort of acrobatic, you know, craziness that is, you know, I don't know what the message is there. Again, I'm working through
I don't either.
So many layers of nuance only to find out that there is no message to it other than to make fun of Bruno, of gay people, of who, of what. It's pointless.
All right. Just want to remind everyone that you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go to a call now. We're going to take Jake from Norwood, Massachusetts. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I did have one comment, and in line with what Hank said about, African-American in the last three decades or plus of essentially making their own humor and essentially healing with humor. And I feel that that with Bruno, it was more or less the same thing. I saw the movie, and I had some visceral reactions to some of the way people responded to him, and not him and of himself, because he's a comedian, and that's what he's trying to portray. I just felt that their reactions were very visceral, and that upset me personally. But then I think of the millions of people who will see this movie and already have seen this movie, who get a good laugh out of it. And they're healed with that humor. And that's basically my thought on it. I'm a gay male, and I'm married here, excuse me, in Massachusetts, and that's how I feel about the movie.
And I would add to that seems to be pretty much the party line. GLAAD and some other gay groups have come out and basically said, we're for Bruno. There's not much to fight here. I mean, it would be a ridiculous fight.
Yeah. It had its funny parts, but but overall, that's what it is. It's a comedy movie, and it is a very strong social statement. And some of it, like you were saying about the acrobatics at the beginning, are just slapstick, pure slapstick humor. But overall, I feel like it was a funny movie, and that's what it should be taken as.
So, do you think either one of you that that those over the top sex scenes in the beginning wouldn't turn off some heterosexuals who would say this is what gay people do and be horrified? Hank,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I can't imagine that there is anybody who believes that is what actually happened. I mean, there's just some of the actual physical motion is just impossible. You know, I know yoga masters who couldn't do it.
I think that most people will view it as impossible, but I think it sort of turned on it's Bruno showing how ridiculous some very real complaints and ammunition used against gays is sort of bedroom stuff. I mean, when you get down to it, the reason why we don't have gay rights in America is because people are sort of deeply weirded out and offended by what gays might or might not do in the bedroom. And so this scene just sort of takes it to any farther extreme than you could ever into a ridiculous realm, you know. But meanwhile, you know, back in various state legislatures, even on Capitol Hill, you've heard congressmen and state legislators, you've certainly heard them bring up all sorts of weird medical evidence about gay sex that is not part of the equal rights debate.
So it does feed to some degree, it feeds into stereotypes.
Sure, absolutely.
Jake, thanks so much for calling. We're going to try and get another call in here. Let's go to Jay. He's calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Jay.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Great. You know, I saw the movie yesterday, and I've grown up here in the Bible Belt, and I went with a group of other friends who are also gay, and the movie theater was packed. I agree with one of the other callers that called in. You know, it's humor. You go to the movie looking for humor, and I can't imagine anybody going to, like, you know, a midnight comedy looking for some sort of moral standard to be placed on the comedy. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be a little bit offensive. I was not uncomfortable with any kind of gayness that was involved, but I was maybe uncomfortable with some of the racial remarks that were stated in the movie more than anything else.
Sure, yeah. It should be noted. Bruno goes toward every dangerous subject, including race. He adopts a baby from Africa and goes on the Richard Bay Show with a mostly black audience just to infuriate them.
Yeah.
Along with this last gentleman said is that about some of the sex that is exposed, and I would be surprised if you find a heterosexual person who doesn't have some of the same kind of sexual fantasies or do the same thing in their own home anyway. So I think it's kind of ridiculous for anybody to think that gays are the only one that do some of those things that were exploited.
Right.
All right, Jay, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You know, as I was reading into this today, Hank, I think I came across it was a Harvey. Is it Feierstein?
Feierstein.
Feierstein. Harvey Feierstein said something to the effect of, directly related to Bruno, but in general about gays in entertainment, that better that there should be something rather than nothing at all, you know, and maybe that's what applies with Bruno.
Sure.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Hank Stuever joined us here in Studio 3A, and he writes about pop culture for the Washington Post. You can read his story, Bruno's Wild Pride, through a link at our website. Go to npr.org/talk. Tomorrow, Neil Conan is back with a look at the ongoing debate over whether or not to investigate Bush administration anti-terror programs. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.